have a chance to say a single thing, and I have no confidence, no guts inside of me, telling me to say more than, hey, what's up?
Thank you. everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on WMFO 91.5. We just realized that we have some nonsense going on in the studio because my friend Owen is trying to talk and he's not on air. This is amateur hour, in case you didn't know. You were tuned in.
Oh, let's see, you got it.
You got it? Okay. Or, no, it's already made. Owen.
And we're back.
Owen is back. And we're live. Okay. Now that we're past that, yeah, WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Here in Studio A, started you off with Jeff Mangum with I Love How You Love Me. One of my favorites. Owen surprised me with that this morning. It's off his live album, Live at Jittery Joe's, which actually came out right before In the Airplane Over the Sea. So you can kind of hear a lot of songs from the album, which is like, you know, their most famous album. It's like one of those famous albums in indie music. But you can kind of hear some of the songs before they were totally refined to the level that they sound on the album, so it's really cool. And you can hear that song, which never made it anywhere because it's a cover. Then was Dan Auerbach with Shine On Me, who I hadn't heard of, but...
Yeah, he's one half of the Black Keys. I'm forgetting the other guy's name, but Dan Auerbach has like a lot of good solo stuff. That was a single that was released, like, I think, like, last week. Like, there's been a ton of music that's been released lately.
Yeah, that's really, really true.
Yeah.
We've got some of it coming up today. Owen and I were talking about, there's been a lot of music, but we've been somewhat disappointed with a lot of it.
Yeah.
I know Owen hasn't listened to the Gorillaz album yet. I was not disappointed, but just not
Well, I've never
enthused.
Been a huge Gorillaz. My thing with the Gorillaz is, like, and nobody cares about this, but I'm gonna say it anyways. Like, it's like some of their single songs I think are like absolute like just awesome. But
yeah,
then like sitting through a full Gorillaz album is just like a little too weird for me. They're always just like weird and like funky and like
really.
Yeah. I don't
okay,
know.
I guess you and I are gonna just have to disagree on this one.
Yeah.
Because
we've talked about this before. So but,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's nothing I'd put on at a party or any sort of social event, but it's kind of fun. Like Demon Days is like the most famous, and that's
someone hands you the ox, you start bumping like Plastic Beach.
Okay, don't even get me started. I love Plastic Beach.
Yeah,
Plastic Beach
that's
is
my
a,
favorite album.
That's a great album, yeah. Start to finish. So is Demon Day. I'd recommend Demon Day start to finish. But back on the subject of new music.
Yep.
Mount Eerie album. We're gonna play something from that today. Really, really heavy album. Phil Elverum's wife, Genevieve, died a few months ago of cancer, and they have like a 2-year-old child, so it's like this album was kind of like a medium for him. It's really heavy. It's really good to listen to one time through. I don't know if I'm gonna listen to it again because it's pretty much all him singing over acoustic guitar, which isn't exactly, I don't know, it's not
engaging.
Something, yeah, it doesn't bring you back to it all the time, but
yeah,
it's cool to listen to, especially if you're a fan of the act. I'd see him. He does a bunch of like house shows right now. It's been all West Coast, I think. But if he came here, I would go see Phil Elverum. That would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
He's like a legend.
Continuing on the topic of new music too, just switching gears up a little bit. Like, we're both hip hop guys. Like, we don't play it on the show ever, but like I'd say you're a hip hop fan, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not, you know, I'm not gonna act like I'm nearly as well versed in hip hop as like anything
actually
we play on the show. Yeah.
But yeah,
I like listening.
So Freddie Gibbs came out with a new album, and he had. So I became a Freddie Gibbs fan after Pinata, which is an album that was just entirely produced by Madlib, and then with Freddie Gibbs rapping over it, and I think it's awesome. If you haven't listened to it, you should if you're a rap fan. So he came out with a new album called like You Only Live Twice, and twice is spelled like the number 2
oh,
W-I-C.
You know what? I did see this. I think I saw it on
like,
Pitchfork or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so that already that was like, I was like,
good start.
Tough.
Already dings.
It was, I don't know, it was all right. I don't have anything intelligent to say about it, but...
Would you recommend it to a listener?
Yeah, oh yeah, listen to it. There's a song that was produced by Bad Bad Not Good, and I love Bad Bad Not Good. So that song was good. But I don't know, some of it gets like weird, like pop, like poppy, stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like, and it's just very different than, because like, that's not like what something like Madlib would do. So
yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know. 2017 so far, not the most. Is it? Oh, and then the Sorority Noise album too, which maybe we talked about last week, but it just kind of became total pop, so, or not pop, but like alternative. Like, it's not.
the sorority noise you know and love.
Exactly. That I once knew and loved. But anyway, we can get back to the tunes.
Yeah,
sure. Owen is going to hit us with something next. Right. So enjoy.
Skies are calm. path is long and you are living on the way. Hey. And now with bevy and with grass stains on my jeans, I stop in front of a tree as old as could be. As the tree if I will ever, ever.
why don't you give my feet a break and come back?
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage Season 2 on 91.5 WMFO. We just heard, so after the first two songs, we played Blue Skies by Noah and the Whale off their albums The First Days of Spring, which I thought was an appropriate song today because it's the first, I think, really nice day we've had since spring started. After that was Life O' Life by the band Number One Dads, which I think is one of the greatest band names of all time. Following that was Everlasting Arms by Vampire Weekend, which is sort of like the poster hipster sort of band sort of thing we were talking about.
Yeah, we were having a discussion about that.
It's one of those bands where, and if you're listening, tell us if you agree. It's one of those bands where, like, if you mention that, like, you like the band, there's, like, certain to be someone in the crowd that's like, oh my god, like, yeah, I love Vampire Weekend.
Or, like if someone, if I ask someone what music, oh, this is, am I willing to sound this awful on live radio?
I think you are.
If I ask someone what their favorite band, or, like, what kind of music they listen to, and the first thing they say is Vampire Weekend.
There are certain judgments that would be
I don't want to say I think less of you, because we just played this on our show, so I'm not really in a position to talk down, but, like, it's just a little, it's just like that, like, it is like the
quirky,
because it's so definitive, I guess, like, quintessential almost, it's so uninteresting.
Yeah.
Like,
I get what you're saying.
I don't know. Pick something a little more unique if you're going
to... Following that was Condition 1111 by the band Defiance Ohio, who we haven't played on the show yet. But
I really like that. Yeah. I haven't heard that either. This is, like, mostly Owen's music that I'm hearing for the first time and liking a lot of it. But.
And I think I have a song queued up for after the break that I think is going to just blow your mind.
Wow. I feel like I'm the listener right now. I never even know. I don't know what's on deck.
But anyways, we took a break. It's a very important day for me. It is April 3rd. It is opening day for the Boston Red Sox against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 2:00. Check it out. I've been waiting for this day for...
When was the last...
Like October.
Game against the Indians? Yeah.
So pretty much since October, I've been waiting for this day. We've got Pirates Gerrit Cole going up against the reigning AL Cy Young winner Rick Porcello. It's going to be a beautiful day, so be sure to check it out. Nice long season. Baseball's the best. I love baseball. It's just every single day there's a game. Like, they last.
It's true. You definitely get the most bang for your buck with baseball out of any, like, sport you can choose to follow.
And I had an argument with my wilderness family the other day where they were trying to, like, the thing. If you really ever want to get me going, just tell me that baseball is boring, because I have, like, a whole argument, like, mapped out about why baseball is in fact the least boring sport out there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to convince. Well, actually, you might have to convince me if you want to prove to me that baseball is less boring. If you want to prove to me that baseball is more exciting than football, that's a conversation we're gonna have to have on air, because I don't want anyone to have to hear that, because that's gonna be that's gonna be difficult. But no, but I think for me, because I'm definitely not as hardcore of a baseball fan as you, it's a lot of the enjoyment is out of, like, the, like, you get into it and you kind of, like, follow it, and there's just an, you can't even fathom the amount of statistics that get churned out of the baseball community and, like, analysts, like, groups. And it's, I don't know, like you get a lot of enjoyment out of tracking, like, the Sox, like, you know, and, like, any team, but mostly the Red Sox, like, you know, their trades and their prospects and their players progressing over the years. Which is like, that's how you make it interesting, I guess.
Yeah. It's like an exciting time to be a Red Sox fan, but like, I was telling you this before the show, like, also like a stressful time just because, like, with the Chris Sale trade, and now we have like arguably one of the best lineups in like the all of major leagues. Like, I guess like the Cubs are better, but like, whatever. And like, also like one of the best offenses, even with the loss of David Ortiz. Like, it sort of sets it up so it's like, if we don't make the World Series, like, it sort of seems like a disappointment, which is like not really where you want to be, like, as a sports fan, just because like that's a very like stressful mentality to have. So it'll be an interesting season for sure.
I don't know if you can hold them to the World. I feel like it's reasonable to say,
right,
if they don't make
it. You never should, right?
But like, exactly. if they don't make the playoffs, that's definitely a disappointment. Yeah. If they don't like contend in the playoffs,
because I mean, like, we made the playoffs last year, but it was sort of, you know.
But weren't we? We were expected to perform much better than we did in the playoff. Like, yeah. Like, we got swept against the Indians, right? Or did we win one game?
Oh, man.
I think we got swept.
We got swept, yeah. Because I think, like, Porcello lost, and then Price pitched a stinker, and then we had to play, like, Clay Buchholz, and, like, he got wiped, too. So.
The boy did not pull through once again.
But, yeah, I mean, there's not much more to say than just, you know, keep an eye on the Sox this year. And then, obviously, Celtics headed to the playoffs. And I'm excited too because, so we play the Cavaliers on Wednesday, right? And we have Monday, Tuesday off, we being the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Celtics have Monday, Tuesday off, they play the Cavs on Wednesday at home. Cavs had a game yesterday that went into double overtime against the Pacers, so they're all wiped. Then they have a game Tuesday, then they have to travel to Boston for a back-to-back on Wednesday where we're going to have 2 days of rest. So that, I think the Celtics might have the upper hand in that. So Isaiah Thomas has been my background for months now. I'm too afraid to change it. I wanted to change it for a while, but I'm too afraid to change it because we've been playing so
well. Can you imagine if you changed it and then the Celtics lost?
Exactly. Like, I can't. It would be my fault. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's your Boston sports update for the day. I don't watch the Bruins, so
I don't think anyone watches the Bruins right now. I think the Bruins are kind of the weak link of Boston sports. Like, disregarding the fact that the Revs are always the weak link of Boston sports.
I don't know anything about MLS, like, in general.
I don't think I can name two MLS teams.
Yeah. I mean, I know like the Galaxy because of that scene from I Love You Man. Have you ever seen that?
No.
All right, never mind. This is not a conversation that we need to have on the radio.
The world doesn't need to know this.
But yeah, we can get back to the music. So I'm playing this song. We give ourselves one gratuitous hipster moment in the show. I think this is mine. I'm playing this. The song wasn't on Spotify, so I'm playing it off of MySpace right now.
This is a level of prestige we have.
I hope it works because I don't think we've ever delved into like the MySpace level of hipsterness here. So
let's find out. Pushing the boundaries of radio.
What you never thought was possible. All right, enjoy, folks.
Well, that he stood with a good boat underneath, said the child as he stood. Oh, I think I hear a bell, said the night on the road. It's a ringing you to hell, said the child as he stood. And he stood, and he stood, and it's well that he stood. It's ringing you to hell, said the child as he
bodies. When the floodwater comes, it ain't gonna be clear. It's gonna look like mud. But I will help you swim. I will help you swim. I'm gonna help you swim. This is for the snakes and the people they bite. For the friends I've made. For the sleepless nights. For the warning signs I've completely ignored. There's an amount to take, reasons to take more. It's no big surprise you turned out this way. When they closed their eyes and prayed you would change, and they cut your hair and sent you away. You stopped by my house the night you escaped. With tears in my eyes I begged you to stay. You said, hey man, I love you, but no fucking way that we could find something for you to do on stage. Maybe shake a tambourine, or when I sing, you sing harmonies. Should've felt good, but I can hear
Happy birthday, dear Smokey.
Happy birthday, Smokey Bear. The great outdoors and everyone in it thanks you for 70 years of wildfire prevention. For safety tips, visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Scrap 2x4s into kindling. I glanced up at the half moon, pink chill refinery cloud light. Two big blackbirds flew over, their wings whooshing and low. Two ravens, but only two. They're black feathers tinted in the sunset. I knew these birds were omens, but of what I wasn't sure. They were flying out toward the island where we hoped to move. You were probably inside, probably aching, wanting not to die. Your body transformed. I couldn't bear to look, so I turned my head west, like an early death. Now I can only see you on the fridge in lifeless pictures, and in every dream I have at night, walk into, like here, where I sit the next October, still seeing your eyes, pleading and afraid. love, calling out from another place because you're not here. I watched you die in this room, then I gave your clothes away. I'm sorry, I had to, and now I'll move. I will move with our daughter. Ride over water with your ghost underneath the boat. What was you is now burnt bones, and I cannot be at home. I'm running, grief flailing.
Started using again. Left my heart in Rocky Hill, hope burning in my bed. Needed a distraction from my head. Devil on my shoulder said, try this instead. So started using again. Started sleeping again. Traded late nights and sheep for Vicodin. The guilt
smoking again. Guess I miss coughing my lungs up every morning. Needed anything to keep me breathing, to prevent my blood from bleeding. Started smoking again. Started loving again. Thought when I lost that will to live, I could never feel again. I'll give it one more shot and let someone in. I started loving again. I started loving again. I started loving.
I am fasting.
All right, we're getting to the end here. Thank you for listening to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Signing off of Studio A, I am DJ Crunchberry with my co-host.
DJ J. Alfred.
And just to let you know what we played, last time we talked, I think, was after the Defiance Ohio song.
Yep.
So then, since then, you heard White Antelope with False Night on the Road. That's Robin Pecknold's band or solo act kind of thing before Fleet Foxes. Owen showed me that one. I hadn't heard that. Then was The Front Bottoms with Twin Size Mattress, followed by Mom Jeans from The Split with Graduating Life with their song Shred Cruise. Probably my favorite song that we played today.
Oh, yeah.
Then we did the, like we were talking about earlier, the Mount Erie album, which, as you heard, was not, in terms of music, was not the most complex thing, but I'd still recommend it on an emotional level. It's, yeah, it's interesting, especially if you're a fan of Phil Elverum. Then Sorority Noise with Using off one of their older albums, Joy Departed, back when they, you know, still had a place in my heart. Then Slaughter Beach Dog with Drinks, and then Owen and I were sitting here, and we're getting to the end of Slaughter Beach Dog song, and we didn't have a song prepped for the last 5 minutes, and I was like, I assumed I was just gonna play something because I had been playing a lot of songs, and I had highlighted on my computer The Predatory Wasp of the Palisades, this song we're playing right now by Sufjan Stevens to play, and right before the song ends, Owen just drops, "I kind of want to play The Predatory Wasp of the Palisades," not knowing that I was going to play it, and so we had a little bit of a hive mind action
crazy.
There.
It was crazy.
Hive
mind, predatory wasp. Nice one.
Tasteful. All right. We'll get back to that. Thanks again for listening. Hope to be back next week.
Yeah, next week, same time, same place. All right. Have a nice week, folks.
Oh, admiration in falling asleep.